And I have found a trick to getting out of debt. We are going to walk through the steps, six key things for getting out of debt. But coated over the top of those is this trick. I found it accidentally. I started observing it from people who have come through this course. I started observing it from people that called me on the radio. I kind of study language these days because I'm in talk radio. And so I listen to what people say and how they say it. I would have people call up and say like, hey dude, tell me like your strategy, your theory, maybe sort of kind of to get out of debt. And I say, well, it won't work for you. Why? Well, you don't have a clue yet. What do you mean? I don't know what I mean, but I can just tell. And then I'd have another guy call up and go, you know, Dave, I'm getting out of debt. I sold my wife yesterday. And I'm getting out of debt. I'm serious. And you hear a change in their voice. You hear an intensity. And I'm seeing people get out of debt much faster than Sharon and I did. And it took us what seemed like forever. But I have people call on our radio show, send me letters from this course. And they say, Dave, I paid off thousands of dollars, $60,000, $80,000, $20,000 in 6 months, in 8 months, in 12 months, in 2 years. And Dave, I paid off everything but my house. Dave, I've even paid off my house. I get these amazing stories in fairly short periods of time. And I discovered what it was intensity. I actually found it in the Bible. I knew it was in there. I just didn't know where it was. I read through Proverbs. There's one a day. So I read one every day because there's 31 of them. And you just, eventually you begin to get a little bit of that in you. It's really a good business textbook for those of you that are in business. A lot of wisdom in there. And I was reading one day and I hit Proverbs 6. And to paraphrase what Proverbs 6, 1 through 7 says, if you have signed surety, my son, surety is a Bible word for debt. If you've gone into debt, do this, give no sleep to your eyes, no slumber to your eyelids, and deliver yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, like a bird from the hand of the fowler. Now, I was reading that, and I thought, well, now that's a nice little biblical metaphor, and maybe little animals there in the Sunday school class, and we can kind of use that in church. And then I was scanning with my little TV one night, and I looked up there, and on the television were the gazelles. They were out there gazelling around. And, of course, if the Discovery Channel is there, you know that the gazelles were not there by themselves. Mr. Cheetah was there also. And you know, the truth is, Mr. Cheetah, he's in the bush, he's creeping along, he's looking for lunch in all the right places. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but every gazelle has right behind his right ear a cheetah detector. And I watched on the Discovery Channel that night as Harold the gazelle, his cheetah detector went off. He went, cheetah. And the other gazelles went, hey, dude, Harold's cheetah detector went off. Because see, if you're a gazelle, you don't run until you see where Mr. Cheetah is. Because you might be running at him, right? Now, Mr. Cheetah, he's in there going, looking for lunch. And he goes, cheetah detector went off. Can't a guy catch a break? And he comes out of the bush after lunch. And the fastest mammal on dry land is trying to have lunch. The Discovery Channel says the cheetah can go from 0 to 45 miles an hour in 4 leaps. This thing is amazing. The gazelles go, cheetah! And they all split up, and you notice they don't run a straight line because they can't outrun him. What do? They bob and weave, right? Bob and weave, bob and weave. And the funny thing was, the Discovery Channel told us that night that the gazelle is only caught by the cheetah one in 19 chases. Of course, on the Discovery Channel, it's one for one. But isn't it interesting that God says that's how you're to get out of debt, to deliver yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter? Turns out God's a pretty smart guy. Go figure this. So what we're doing is we're going, we're in prayer, right? We're going, Jesus, get me out of debt, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. I won't be stupid again, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Just get me out one more time, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And then you go to the mailbox and there's a Visa card. And you go, thank you, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus did not send the Visa. The correct response is to pull out the Visa card and go, cheetah! So how do you get out of debt? Let's look at six steps that absolutely work. But you have to do them with gazelle intensity. This running for your life, focused, Rocky music, Adrian! I mean, you got to be going for it, right? You got to be doing this thing. It's like, I'm going to wander out of debt. It's not going to work. You have to turn into the Hulk. You have to make things happen. Nothing moves unless it's shoved. You got to go crazy. You do these six things with gazelle intensity. The first one's the hardest. Quit borrowing more money. Just stop. Draw a line in the sand. It is time to have plastic surgery. I want to have a very ceremonious plastic surgery up here today, representing all of America. We're going to start with Diners Club since they started it. Then we're going to move on to Providian, who I have a special place in my heart for because of the way they talk in their collections department to my clients. We're going to move on to a platinum card with First USA, see if we can make him second. These bad boys, Citibank, who have allocated so much money to go after the teenagers, let's see if we can make a little design on him. Next time I go shopping at Sears, I guess I'll have to use cash. This in honor of James Cash Penny, J.C. Penny's. Of course, we wouldn't want to go to Macy's either, would we? And now we won't be able to have any more American excess. Well, I guess if I go to Texaco or Shell from now on, I'll have to see if they take cash. What an idea. But Dave, I pay my... Don't go there. We've covered that. Here's an idea. Maybe we can short circuit Circuit City. Maybe we could discover freedom. Now, I don't know, guys. This one hurts right here. You think we can do Home Depot? I'm not sure I can do this without crying. This is Victoria's Secret. They take cash. Oh, man. It's time, folks. It's time to have a plastectomy. No Novocaine required. Quit playing with snakes. You will get bit when you play with snakes. I have sufficiently given you the evidence. The question is, are you so entrenched in your cultural paradigm that you can't hear truth? I don't know. Some of you heard it. Some of you might not have. But the way you get out of debt is you first stop borrowing more money. And I'll tell you, as soon as you do that, the devil sends Murphy to visit you. Something will happen, won't it? We're down to one car. The Jaguar had to leave. They were going to take it if I didn't let it leave. So it left. We have a brand new baby and a toddler. We're broke. You may remember the story. It's in the middle of summer. The air conditioner's out in our house, and so my wife has a special hairdo. Looks somewhat like Rambo who has been in the jungle, okay? Sweat everywhere. This is not a pretty picture. I come home. She says, I want a car. I said, honey, we're not borrowing money. I want a car. I might need to take these kids to the doctor. No, we're not borrowing money. Borrower slave to the lender. I want a car because I might want to leave you. No, we're not borrowing money. I was at the office the next day whining. Some of you whine. I think it's a little known form of prayer. And I was talking to one of my friends. I said, you know, you think God would help me get a car? I've promised not to borrow money. And you think he'd step in and help me out? And another friend of mine walked in. He said, you need a car? I'll loan you. I've got an extra car. And it was a little too pushy. You know, it's like the guy in high school with a sister with a great personality. And I said, what is it? And he said, it's a Cadillac. And I said, thank you, Jesus. That'll work. Now, the Cadillac part was true, but that was it. We went over to this house, and hillbilly doesn't cover this, okay? We're talking weeds this high around the Cadillac. I've been driving a Jaguar. Now I'm looking at weed buggy here, okay? The predominant color on this puppy was Bondo. We get the sickle out. We're cleaning the weeds away. I finally get in the seat, and I put the key in, and I am praying. I am saying, God, please do not let this engine start. Because I know the federal law. You know the federal law, right? The wife gets the good car. So I'm going to be driving Bondo buggy if it starts, right? I don't want to drive Bondo buggy. I'm going, please don't let it start. Please don't. I just touched the key. That thing went. Must have been 60, 80,000 angels in that engine going. Man. So I drove Bondo buggy up out of the weeds. I'm driving it home. Worst part about this thing, true story, the old vinyl roof was torn loose across the front. So when you drove it, it filled up with air. Oh, man, I just talk about humility. I remember pulling up at a really nice intersection in town. You know, the cops are following me, right? I pull up, I stop, the top's settling, you know. I look over, this friend of mine in his Mercedes is laughing at me going, ah, 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 ah. I'm going, yeah, ah, 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 I get you. Yeah, ah, 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 ah. You know the drill. Hey, I drove that car for 10 years, 1 3-month period. I mean, it just stretches out when it's bad. It's funny now. I'll tell you, it wasn't funny then. But you know, we could have gone and borrowed money and rebuilt our credit. But we'd had enough. The borrower's slave to the lender. You see, you don't have enough that I want back in those things again. Never again. No way. No how. We don't borrow money on our business. We don't borrow money in our personal lives. It was tough. It was hard. But it was worth it. It's a good walk. I'm on the other side of the wall. I'm yelling, come over here. It's nice. Climb. I know you'll fall. I know you'll bang your leg up. I know you'll get calluses on your hands and bloody your hands as you climb those ropes. It's worth it. Come on over. You got to look at it differently, though. How do you get out of debt? Well, you have to save money. Do you remember what baby step one is?
$1,000 in the bank.
Good. You see why we do that before we get out of debt is, if you cut up your credit cards all over the place, you go out there in the parking lot, your tire will be flat. You'll be back in here going, where's the crazy glue? You know what I mean? You'll be making decisions that are wacko. So that $1,000 catches life's little things because before your credit card was your emergency fund. And it has to stop. So you have to save money. The third thing is prayer really works. The Bible says God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. The good news is He owns the hills. And when you start handling money right and you start talking to Him about it, you know what? He'll start blessing that and honoring that. If you keep handling it wrong, He's going to keep it away from you because you're going to mess yourself up worse because He loves you. Talk to Him about it. He's crazy about you. He's just waiting like a parent waiting on a kid to grow up a little bit so you can trust them with a little bit more responsibility. He's just waiting. And some of you are 56 and He's been waiting a long time. Sell something. Sell some much stuff, the kids are afraid they're next. Have a garage sale. Fill up the classified ads. You got enough junk in your life to knock off a bunch of your debt. There's enough stuff hanging around that is messing up and messing with your life that you could get free pretty quick if you just amputate. It's hard though, isn't it? It's hard. Get a part-time job. Do this just temporarily. I don't want you working all your life, triple, extra, double, triple. But I had a young man named Isaac, 23 years old, call me in May of last year. We were doing a bankruptcy theme hour on our radio show. And anytime I do that, I kind of crawl out of the studio because the weight of the pain that those people are in, it just gets all over me. And I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt, so I know how it feels. And it just guts me emotionally. I dread seeing that bankruptcy theme hour come up on the screen. That we're going to be doing that. But yet it's necessary. And this guy calls me up and he's, Dave, I'm losing weight. I can't sleep. I can't eat. I can't think about anything but this debt. This debt is overwhelming me. It's everything. I'm obsessed with it. Dave, I've got to file bankruptcy. I've got to get this off of me. I can't handle it anymore. And I'm in there with him, man. I'm compassionate. I'm thinking. And then it suddenly hit me. How old are you, Isaac? 23. Isaac, how much debt do you have? $6,000. I said, Isaac, do you like live at home? Oh, yeah, I couldn't afford anything. I've got all this debt. I said, how many hours a week do you work? 20.
I said, Isaac, I got good news, man. It's May. By Christmas, you're going to be debt-free, and you're going to take your mom and dad on a cruise for letting you stay with them. And you're going to pay cash for it for Christmas. That's going to be your deal. You're going to do all of that from May to December. Are you ready for the plan? Get a pencil. He said, I can do that. You really think I can do that? I said, I know you can do it, son. Here's what I want you to do. As soon as you get off the phone, I want you to go straight to the pizza place, and I want you to get a job delivering pizzas. Right after that, you leave, you go over to the newspaper place, and I want you to have a job delivering the afternoon paper before you go to your pizza job, and at 3:30 a.m., you deliver the morning paper before you go to your construction job that you're going to go get next. Isaac, I want you to go get 4, 5, maybe 6 jobs, honey. I want you to work about 80, 90 hours a week till Christmas, and then go on that cruise because you're going to be tired. My grandmother says there's a great place to go when you're broke, to work. It's a sure-fired money-making scheme, you know? What an idea. And he said, well, Dave, I wouldn't want to be a workaholic. I said, honey, I don't think that's an issue you're going to struggle with. The last step to getting out of debt is to understand and use the debt snowball. Now, the debt snowball, we're going to pay off everything but your home using this, and this is going to be baby step 2. Baby step 2 is the debt snowball. Are you ready to tell me baby step 2 is?
Debt snowball.
Good. Okay, now let's look at it. How does the debt snowball work? What we do with Joe and Susie is we list their debts, smallest to largest. We pay minimum payments on everything but the little one. And then we attack the little one with gazelle intensity, with the extra job, with the stuff we're selling, with the pennies we're rolling. Ah, ah, we get that little one. When that little one is gone, we knock off JCPenney's with that garage sale. We don't owe that anymore. So we take that $15 payment there and we add it to that $10 Sears payment. That $10 Sears payment then, what it'll do is become a $25 payment because 10 and 15 is 25. 11 months later, Sears is paid off. During that time, that Visa bill there will also have paid off. This is if you don't pay anything extra except a garage sale. Watch this. Now you take that Visa bill of 75, you add it to the 25. The 25 and 75 is 100, but we don't need to do that, right? So we take the 100 and we add it to the 90. You see, each time you pay off a debt, you take the payments from before, add them to your regular payment, the snowball rolls over, picks up more snow, and as you get to the bottom, you're making huge payments. By the time we get to the bottom on that student loan of $65, we're paying $465. So every time you pay one off, attack the next one down, minimum payments. Well, Dave, wouldn't it be proper mathematics to list these largest interest rate to smallest? Honey, if we were doing math, we wouldn't have credit card debt. Okay?